You thought that was funny.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
You were laughing like a hyena when he said it.
98.
What the hell is wrong with you?
K-U-K-U-P-D.
We're about done. This is it, almost. It's time for the entertainment drill, and then we'll get out of your hair. Leave you to Larry for the rest of the days. He vacuums up the middays. Well, it's fun to watch Larry. He's the only program director in the entire country that's vacuuming and cleaning the room like he does. He's very diligent.
He's got his own vacuum and everything in his office.
He goes and gets his own vacuum and brings it. We have a cleaning crew, but Larry's just not satisfied with that. And I don't blame him, because you know why? He shares the studio with Toledo. So it's time to do some heavy, hard cleaning after each show. The entertainment drill is brought to you by our friends at reactdefense.com, the home of Tactical Black, self-defense training system that is just unmatched, unbelievable. Another person emailed me today. Again, the question that keeps coming up, and I don't know how many times I have to answer it. I'm kind of fat. I'm going to lose like 35 pounds first and then get in. Why? They'll get that weight off you today. There's no reason for you to worry about the shape you're in going in. It doesn't matter. You can go in there today and feel like the worst version of yourself. You'll leave it feeling like, okay, this is going to help me become better. You're probably not going to lose the weight on your own. Do this thing with them. And plus the goofiness that's out in the world right now. I mean, another mass shooting's being reported right now in Long Island.
Yeah.
Long Island. I hate to fearmonger that into a business idea, but defend yourself.
Yeah,
you know, it's getting to the point now where it's like, if they're going to tell everybody every day how awful everything is, we're going to start believing it. And people who aren't normally nuts are going to do things that are a little nutty. There's no reason for you not to have some tools in your belt that make you feel like, you know what, probably not going to happen to me. But if it did, I'd at least be a little bit more confident. And that's what they teach you there. It's an unbelievable setup. And the seminars they got coming up are unreal. Each one of them is great. They have the nightclub one. They have the de-escalation at the bar one. They have all sorts of crazy stuff. And it's just fun because you learn how you might react in a situation that's crazy because they make it feel so real. The airplane one's coming up a little bit too, and that one's really cool. But on top of all that, all the training that goes into it, all the classes they provide and everything else, going to get you in great shape, teach you some things you didn't think you needed to know. But once you know them, you're like, how have I lived my life without this? And I want more. 3 years, I don't think I've done the same workout twice. I think I've come out of there. If I have, it's because I'm doing it better than I was before. It's fantastic, and there's nothing out there that compares. So don't waste your time blabbing away with somebody else at the fitness center while you walk on a treadmill and hope that weight falls off. Go out there and do something productive and learn and get a little bit better at being you while you're at it. Plus, you're going to meet a lot of cool people. It's a great place. ReactDefense.com. It's the home of Tactical Black. Check out their store, TacticalBlackVault.com as well. Phoenix, Chandler, Glendale. ReactDefense.com, the home of Tactical Black. Brady, go.
Nominees for the MTV Movie and TV Awards were announced yesterday.
2 days.
They still do that?
They're doing two shows this year because there are like so many movies and shows were out. And I'm like,
there was nothing out.
Queen's Gambit, Gangs of London, that's all on TV. And then
you're missing a couple of, you know, like The Boys.
Oh, The Boys. Okay, I'll give you that.
Yeah. Cobra Kai.
Eh.
And you got Bridgerton.
Oh, people are going to go nuts. Well, MTV is going to give Bridgerton
but
everything.
But WandaVision leads the
which one was Bridgerton?
Nominees.
Bridgerton is the English fantasy show. It's softcore porn for 35-plus-year-old ladies.
Is that the one that Toledo said he was watching? Not him, but I think
Lisa was watching. Every woman's seen it.
Okay.
I'm surprised Medea hasn't.
Yeah, no, she hasn't.
Every woman's seen it. Yeah. And they all got turned on by the – you know, it's – what I discovered from Bridgerton is men are 25 years further along in their pornographic needs than women are. Because what we used to beat off to in the 90s was softcore porn.
Yeah.
And that's what this is. And really what it gets.
That's like Skinamax porn.
It makes the ladies all hot and wet because of the chemistry between the two characters. So they get all into that. You know what it is? It's a romance novel come to life.
Okay.
I've watched two episodes. I laughed more than I enjoyed it. Like, I found it very silly, but it's girl good.
Does Megan like it?
Oh, loved it. Okay. Just chicks, the bean was getting destroyed. Oh,
nice.
I'm sure of it.
Like a speed bag.
Oh, my God. I came home and I'm like, oh, my God, did the water heater break again? What's all over the floor? We had to get new woodwork.
Oh, man.
It was a flood. Terrifying. The walls have like water damage about 3.5 feet up. We've got dehumidifiers all through the house now.
I'm impressed.
Thanks, Bridgerton.
Now that Kim Kardashian is single, she's fielding offers from everyone from royal family members to A-list actors. billionaires, a lot of CEOs.
Yeah. Well,
I guess she's going to go through the resumes and a lot of dates in the future.
She's going to be dating, and perhaps cameras will roll.
Annalyn McCord. She was in that reboot of the 90210.
Oh, yeah.
She was in a couple other shows, too. You'd recognize her if you saw
her.
Yeah,
I know who you're talking about.
She suffers from dissociative identity disorder.
Disassociative.
Formerly disorder. Used to be called multiple personality disorder.
Right. Disassociative.
No, it's
dissociative.
Dissociative. Yep. And she describes the three personalities that she has.
Cool.
One's a 13-year-old girl that's psycho.
That's creepy.
Isn't the whole point of that illness that you don't know?
Well, she discovered a couple of the personalities, and she's able to now deal with
it.
Yeah, but by doing some of the roles that she's done in some of these, some of her acting roles.
Is acting the best idea for her?
It all started.
Because of acting?
No, she was sexually abused as a kid. And so that's where one of the personalities comes from. She goes in depth.
Brady, let's have a conversation.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you something about me, and then you ask me what I do for a living.
Okay.
Yeah, for years, I couldn't keep my hands off Dilaudid. I was a big fan of Dilaudid.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a pharmacist. Okay. Is that a really good combo? Is that like, I've got multiple personalities. What do you do? I'm an actress. Oh, my God. You're doing it to yourself.
For years, I've battled eating disorder.
Yeah, what do you do for a living?
I'm a chef.
It's been debilitating. It's just a nightmare. I can't stop masturbating and then collecting all of the it's just a terrible thing, and it stopped me. I've lost jobs over it. I've had people leave me in my life. I lost two marriages. My parents don't talk to me anymore.
I have a terrible condition.
You got to ask me what I do for a living.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a sperm bank operator.
Whoa.
We're going to create our own fund now with what do you do for a living?
Mine's modified.
Brett, get one going.
Different.
I'm thinking.
Yeah. I suffer from a horrible condition. Every time I sneeze, I climax.
This is a bad Confucius joke. All right, dad joke. What do you do for a living? I make pepper.
You must have got it.
What are you taking for it?
Pepper. Don't wreck this fun new idea with some hack 60s joke.
Let's just stop it there.
What? That was so good.
No more.
That was so much fun. And then you pulled out the joke book. Damn it, Brady. What are you taking for it? Go ahead. Try again. He wants to go again. He wants. You can see it in his face. Go ahead. Don't do another one, though. Come up with something new and original.
Do it.
Work's been kind of tough for me lately.
Lost
my arms.
See, you're not getting it anymore. Now I ask you what you do.
I'm a chainsaw carver.
You're a chainsaw carver?
Yeah.
Well, that's an interesting
artist thing.
He's not getting it. See, he ruined our game, Brett. See, what you do is you take the thing that has debilitated you.
I did it the first time.
No, you did one right.
Yeah.
Debilitating problem, and then says, what do you do for a living? Oh, I blah, 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 blah. Yeah. I got AIDS from anal sex with multiple partners in a terrible, terrible way.
What do you do?
I'm a proctologist. You asked a little early on that one. I had some more, but that was pretty good. That, Brady, not. You got one?
No, I can't talk about that, Brady. Yeah.
You're right. Brady ruined it. John, you want to try one? All right, Gordon's out.
Brady wrecked it. I used to have a problem with prostitution, and I ruined my life. I tried to be a gentleman to so many bitches, but they just weren't.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a pimp.
Don't. You're thinking too hard right now. You got something going. The gerbil's spinning. Don't moan at me.
Britney Spears. Okay. Her mom's chiming in.
Oh, finally.
She's objecting to what her dad wants her to pay the legal bills. The law firm that was representing Britney has a little tab of $890,000.
Jesus Christ.
They broke it down. Her mom says they're charging $224,000 saying they're helping her respond to the media.
Oh yeah, you gotta get some. There's some bills to be paid there. Her response to the media is usually a a weird Instagram video of her spinning and telling everybody she's fine.
Did you see your guy Vin Scully got a World Series ring?
He did.
Yeah.
For what?
Looks pretty cool, too.
For participation? For years and years? He got one in 89. Why? He hasn't been part of the team for 3 years.
It's Vin. It doesn't matter. That would be the same case if Harry Carey was still around. They would have gave him a ring.
They gave Steve Bartman a ring, and I was against it.
Well, I was all for that one.
I was sitting at home minding my own business when somebody from the Dodgers came and handed me a gold and diamond encrusted ring from something I had absolutely nothing to do with. I sit in my own filth at age 91 now and just watch Dodger games and say, the broadcast is terrible. Well, he was maybe the jinx. That's like giving Shane Doan a ring if the Coyotes win a championship.
Didn't they win in 88?
Yeah, he got one then.
Well, then
he was part of it.
He might have been doing the online
since then. Maybe something with Vin Scully sliding that ring on like Gollum in 88 jinxed him for the next 30 years.
Ah.
You don't give it
maybe
to
him. Maybe he was doing some of the social stuff for the Dodgers.
It's Vin.
He's doing some tweeting.
He was tweeting and Instagram, TikToks.
OMG, the Dodgers just came and gave me a ring. SMH.
I'm doing Instagram talk, right? You understand it.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, I don't think you give it to him.
You got to.
If he's still getting
he
paid
said,
by
him, he said hashtag thank you.
He's still
you know who should get a
Dodgers
ring then? Oh. All the Mexican people that got killed and their houses torn down when they built Chavez Ravine.
Well, I give them one, too. What the hell?
You're handing rings to everybody. Yeah. What are you, Oprah?
Everyone gets one.
You get a ring.
You get a ring and you get a ring.
He didn't even like.
It's amazing how many different versions there are. Because the player ring is the big boy.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And the coach.
Key
but
Custer.
Then you have your employee ring.
Oh, there's tons. They get an order. Where,
yeah, and they have to pay for them.
Too. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. So like the guys in the office have to pay for their own rings.
Yeah. Oh. Key Custer says, "I want to play. What do you do for a living?" He says, "Man, ask me what I do for a living." When I point to you.
Yeah.
Said I owe so much money in child support, so many kids out there, so many baby mamas. I just can't keep it in my pants. It's really gotten me in trouble.
Is that right? What do you do for a living?
Well, I'm Toledo's dad, and I run an orphanage.
Yes!
Yes! I have a problem with food, and I sexualize apples too much, and I've got a really weird thing, and I'm just like, it's getting in the way.
What do you do for a living?
I run a farm called Dick Cuckleseeds Apple Trees. Sorry. It's too much fun. All right. We're done. Larry's coming up next.
Hey, I'll be out today.
Oh, yeah. You're leaving. It's 4:20.
I got to celebrate 4:20.
Jabs.
Bert's going to go to Jabs.
That's right.
Where is Jabs?
It's 67th Avenue and
Bell.
Or wait a minute. Yeah, 67th Avenue and just north of Bell.
Okay, 67th and so, Bell. Head on over there.
Before you dab, come to Jabs.
That's right. What time?
2 to 4.
2 to 4 o'clock. And they got all sorts of free stuff and deals, and you're going to be
there. They got free tacos. The store's discounted. Pretty much the entire store's discounted. They got goodie bags for the first 150 people. All kinds of fun stuff. But
all right.
Come on out, Wheaties.
Before you dab, hit Jabs. 2 to 4. Toledo will be out. Or not Toledo, for God's sakes. Vesely will be out there. Doing all sorts of stuff for you, giving you free things and having a good time goofing around with that. You guys have a great 4:20. Don't be a wiener. Just be normal today. Get high and shut up.
And come by Jabs.
Yeah, and then go by Jabs and hang out with Vesely. We're done. You guys have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow right here in the Morning Sickness. Hold on!
Arizona's most powerful rock radio station.
He said, fully erect.
98.